Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Cooney. Batting third. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Max West. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chet Ross. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Buddy Hassett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Fetti. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Lou Fetti. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cooney moves to second. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock catches it and throws to second to double up Cooney. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. West throws the ball into Wurstler, who tags Cavaretta trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett fields the ball and throws to Fetti covering. Safe. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lopez moves to second. Two outs. Lou Fetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopez moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is hit by the pitch. Herman moves to second. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts in front of the plate. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooney takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooney. The throw from Collins and he is out, Maddock applying the tag. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fetty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fetty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fetty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fetty bunts in front of the plate. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hassett moves to second. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hassett moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hassett. The slide. Collins applies the tag. Hassett is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Miller applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of West. Maddock reaches second base with a double. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta bunts towards first. Hassett scoops it up and throws to first, with Wurstler covering, for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. D'Alessandro moves to second. Bobby Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maddox strikes out. One out. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cooney. Olsen reaches second base with a double. D'Alessandro scores. Collins moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack is walked intentionally. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Collins scores. Olsen moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Massey pinch hits for Lufetti. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hassett moves to third. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen has Hassett trapped. There's the throw to Collins and over to Hack, who tags Hassett for the out. Massey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hermann scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nick Strencevic now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of West. D'Alessandro reaches second base with a double. Herman moves to third. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins is walked intentionally. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Chet Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.